Talk Live. It's the Saturday show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features you'll find there because they are completely free, unlike those other radio talk show hosts who want to charge you for their website. Anyway, go to freetalklive.com and enjoy it as we go to the phone. Scott in Indianapolis listening on WXNT to start things out this hour. Hello, Scott. Hello, Scott in Indy, going once. Scott in Indy.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, sir. What's on your mind?
I was calling in about the death penalty.
Yes.
I feel we're in a society where we're not going to get away from the death penalty due to the violent crimes. So I am in favor of it. But I understand that there may be innocent people on death row. So my opinion would be you have to classify these death penalties or these crimes for a death penalty. If your case is based merely on a lot of circumstantial evidence, maybe there might be an innocent person that has fallen through the cracks and has been convicted. But if you have concrete evidence where everything you have through your whole investigation is leading to an individual, say your individual has no ties to your victim, but yet he has evidence that links him to that person, or he or she is a suspect in multiple crimes where all of the evidence is linked back to one person, I feel that you have a greater chance of getting your guilty suspect for the death penalty.
Now, this is what everyone would say that defends the death penalty. Let's have the death penalty, but let's only give it to people we know for sure are guilty. You know, when somebody brings up the possibility of somebody being executed who's innocent, which, you know, it seems pretty obvious to me that that's what's happened here in the United States, is that innocent people have been executed, is they say, well, we've got to make sure that we only execute the guilty ones, and the guilty ones should get it. And I don't really feel bad about the idea of guilty people being executed. I feel bad about the innocent ones. But the fact is, when you put it in the hands of fallible individuals,
bureaucrats,
the bureaucrats that work in the court system, you know, the police, the state's attorneys, all these people are bureaucrats, and you know, they're just not motivated to do their jobs in the same way that the free market is. And I don't know how you would make that a free market situation. And you also have the jury who wants more than anything to go home and get that casserole ready. Or eat the casserole, you know? Like, the most important thing to them is getting out of there.
Well, that's true. My example would be, and the reason I'm saying this, I am a police officer here in this
mm-hmm.
city.
Mm-hmm.
We have been on situations where we have caught the person red-handed trying to leave with the weapon, with the evidence from the scene on him, the evidence from him on the scene, and there's no denying it, and at that point, he knows he's caught, and he's not hiding it. He's looking for a way to save his rear end.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there is a death penalty case because there are no mistakes. He's admitting to it because he's caught red-handed.
And I understand what you're saying. And
if somebody admits to it,
what you do at that point is say we're only going to kill people that admit to it is, you know, you're not really rewarding people for fessing up to their crimes. You're killing people who say that they did it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that's going to be really conducive. Now, you're a police officer. Have you something about prison and that kind of thing. Would you say that somebody sitting on death row for, you know, or the equivalent of death row for 50, 60, 70 years of their life, would you say that that's getting away with it?
If they're innocent.
No. I'm talking about them being guilty.
Oh, if they're guilty? Getting away with it, if they do it, like you had mentioned earlier in the program, they're in that one little cell. They don't have access to the outside world. They just sit in this little room with nothing to do. No, I don't think we're getting away with it.
Right. That's pretty much what's happening to people on death row right now. And I think that, it seems to me if you put people in this little, a death row equivalent cells, you can at least let them out when you find out 10 years later, whoops, sorry, you know, we made a mistake. you know, I just, I don't, I know that you're, what you're saying is you'd like to see the people that seem more obvious, you'd like to see them get the death penalty, but we've given over this system to the government and the system that we currently have, and this is what we ended up with.
Well, those 123 people were guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, according to the jury, according to the evidence presented at the trial. I mean, those jurors thought those guys were guilty, but they weren't.
Now, Scott, you had said earlier something about, you know, with our society the way it is and violence, and that's what the reason you believe in the death penalty. Could you expound on that just a little bit for me?
Yes. With the type of violent crimes that are occurring, you know, they're more violent. They involve multiple victims. The outcry of the death penalty, I believe, is going to be there because you're finding more crimes that involve younger people.
Now, hold on just a second. Do you remember Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yes.
Now, he was convicted, and he didn't get the death penalty because the state that he was in, there wasn't a death penalty. But somehow, with, you know, the horrifying state of his crimes, it was taken care of.
Right.
Now, I don't have any problem with that situation because that's one convict killing another convict. It's not the government being given the power to execute its citizens.
Correct.
Yeah, I just think that these problems can take care of themselves.
They can take care of themselves, but you know, if he was in a state that had the death penalty and he did not get it, I think you would have a huge outcry on why.
Because well, of course, you're always going to have an outcry because people want blood.
The state shouldn't be able to have death penalties, is what I say.
Right, just because people are demanding the death penalty doesn't make it okay. I mean, there are people, bloodthirsty people everywhere.
They killed Jesus. I mean, you know, a crowd of people wanted to see Jesus killed, right?
Correct.
I mean, he was executed based on, an arguably innocent man, executed on, well, not much evidence at all.
Scott, thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. I think you're always going to have those people with the eye-for-an-eye attitude out there. They're always going to be loud. They're always going to yell and scream that, you know, this guy killed somebody. He should be put to death. Eye for an eye. But what if he didn't kill those people? And again, 123 people exonerated. Those people all would have been killed had the DNA evidence or whatever evidence had come out. Had it not come out, those guys would be dead too.
Yeah.
And that's the real tragedy. Okay, so a few people dying who deserved it, whatever. But the people who are dying that don't deserve it, that's sick.
Yeah.
And there's a serious
really
problem there. All right, hey, speaking of people in jail, wrongly so, from the Times Online in the United Kingdom, a convicted murderer proved his innocence by investigating his own case from behind bars at a maximum security prison and identifying the real killer.
Wow.
Roy Brown appeared before a judge last night to ask for a pardon.
I thought you were going to say it was OJ. He managed to find the real killers, finally.
After 16 years in jail for a crime that he had proved conclusively that he did not commit.
Hmm.
Brown had always protested his innocence, denying that he stabbed and strangled a female social worker to death at a farmhouse in upstate New York in 1991, and he managed to investigate and solve the crime from his prison cell. 5 days after he wrote a letter to the local fireman that he'd identified as the real murderer, the man killed himself by lying in front of an oncoming train.
Hmm.
Brown said, quote, "Witnesses can commit perjury, judges can be fooled, and juries can make mistakes. When it comes to DNA testing, there are no mistakes. Yesterday, he petitioned a judge for his freedom after DNA taken from bite marks on the victim's nightshirt confirmed his theory of the crime. The judge, Peter Corning, who presided over the original trial and retires this year, last night delayed his decision until a full hearing on January 22nd. Lawyers from the Innocence Project, a university-based law center that argued his case, were pushing for his immediate release. He's suffering from a liver disease and awaiting a transplant."
Wow.
So the killer is dead. The actual guy who did the killing killed himself as a result of getting a letter from this guy who was wrongly convicted, and now he's begging to be released from prison. So he's still in.
They're still holding him. This shows how slowly the wheels of justice turn.
Right.
They couldn't imagine letting this guy out until, you know, properly signed pieces of paperwork come from, wherever they have to come in order for him to get out. But it seems clear.
Eric Ferrero of the Innocence Project, which has overturned 188 convictions with DNA evidence, says, and now they're probably overturning convictions of people that aren't on death row as well.
That's right.
Roy wrote to us like thousands do every year. What is unusual is somebody is sitting in his prison cell is solving the case. This is the first time that we've seen that. Can you imagine? I mean, thousands of people writing the Innocence Project, how many people are sitting in prison, not only just on death row, but just sitting in prison, who are innocent and are just rotting away? How many are there? 800-259-9231, you take control. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. It is the live Saturday edition, the Christmas weekend edition of Free Talk Live. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line, and you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. It's free. like everything else is on our website. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. But we're talking actually about people that aren't so free, people who have been wrongly imprisoned. Now, you started out last hour by talking about people who've been put onto death row, people awaiting execution that have been let off, wrongly imprisoned, exonerated after the fact, years after the fact sometimes, having to wait a decade or two before they actually get out and get a little bit of freedom back. But it's not just the people on death row that are wrongly imprisoned. As you might imagine, if 120 people on death rows around the country have been let off, how many other hundreds of individuals aren't sitting on death row, just have life sentences for crimes that they didn't commit?
There's probably thousands of innocent people in jail in America. But I think that that's something that's more difficult to approach than the death penalty issue, because with the death penalty issue, you can just punish them by putting them in a little tiny room for the rest of their lives, and you don't have to let them out. And, you know, unless you find them that they're innocent, in which case you can let them out. Of course, if they're dead, you can't let them out because they're dead. Whereas with innocent people on in prison, well, what do you do? Not put them in prison? I mean, it makes it difficult. How do we solve the problem of crime? And crime's very real. I don't think we want people to be getting away with crime, but, you know.
Well, I think the restitution system would go a long way to fixing the trouble, to address your question.
Well, also, I think that legalizing every single drug out there would also go a long way in addressing the problem. I think you would see a drop of somewhere in the neighborhood of 80% of violent crime.
Yeah, I totally, 60 to 80% at least. I totally agree with that. But even if you've got, even if you end the war on drugs and you change over to restitution, or if you change over to restitution, then criminals will know that crime won't pay as much as it did at one time. Because there's a lot of crimes you can commit, and essentially you spend a little bit of time in jail, and you don't actually have to pay back the victim. Sometimes they sentence restitution, sometimes they don't. In many cases, victims are victimized twice. The people lose a friend or a family member, for instance, in a murder case or something like that, and then they have to pay to put that murderer in jail, whereas the murderer should be paying those victims, the victim's family, the business people, the people that are losing income because that person doesn't exist anymore. The murderer should be the one paying those people back. And if criminals knew that they'd have to pay back the victims of their crimes, that may make them less likely to commit those crimes in the first place.
I'd be fine with them, restituting from prison, but I feel like besides the money that I'm worth to my employer, the money I'm worth to my wife, the money I'm worth to my big fat cat, the money I'm worth to my family, there's also value in life to me. And that guy who killed me took it away.
Yeah.
And he needs to be punished in a different way for that.
I understand what you're saying. Of course, I think that we should leave it to the marketplace to decide what those punishments are, because I believe the government punishments are awfully arbitrary. But let's go on here with a story about a man who was wrongly convicted, sitting in prison still, even though he found the murderer from inside his jail cell. The Innocence Project telling the story, the naked body of Sabina Kulowski was found across the road from her home in the town of Aurelius in the early hours of May 23, 1991, when firemen responded to an arson blaze at the farmhouse. The wounds, including bite marks on her red nightshirt found nearby, suggested that Ms. Kulowski, age 49, had put up a struggle. The murder appeared highly personal because there was no evidence of rape or burglary. 2 days later, Brown, who made a living selling magazine subscriptions in Syracuse, 30 miles away, was charged with her murder. He'd been released from prison 6 days before the crime after serving an 8-month sentence for making threatening calls to a social worker whose agency he blamed for ordering his daughter, age 17, into foster care. He was convicted of the killing on the basis of expert testimony linking him to bite marks on Ms. Kulowski's body, even though they showed indentations from 6 upper teeth. And Brown only had 4.
Wow.
Sentenced to a minimum of 25 years in jail, it took Brown 13 years and 3 failed appeals to uncover evidence pointing to the true murderer. And then only...
You would think that the evidence showing 6, you know, 6 teeth where I only have 4 would be plenty, but apparently not.
Maybe it was another jury with a cake in the oven.
And you know, that's just sort of... It just goes to show what happens with these juries and, you know, the system that we have going currently.
And
it's not perfect. And the crime and punishment attitude that we have in the United States, It can bite us.
And this is another reason to support market courts. Now, I know you're not entirely comfortable with this idea, but because of lazy jurors, people that would rather be anywhere else but on a jury, that's one reason why government courts really stink so bad. I mean, the idea was originally kind of a good idea, like, yeah, do your duty, come here and serve on a jury. But it doesn't work out that way in reality. If it was a market-based arbitration system, then each... the defendant and the prosecutor, or both of the parties in the case, would agree on the arbitrator in advance, and they would agree to submit to whatever the arbitrator's ruling was. And so, therefore, only the most fair and equitable arbitrators would be successful, and only the most fair arbitrators would get two people to agree to use their arbitration services. Therefore, juries wouldn't be necessary. Your case would be decided by professional people whose business it is to make fair judgments.
And probably I would agree with this, that they would be sitting on the sorts of cases that they sit on. You would, in all likelihood, have specialized arbitrators.
Murder courts, that sort of thing.
Right, there would be arbitrators who specialize in murder, and they understand very well what they're dealing with as far as DNA testing and that kind of thing, rather than trying to explain it to the jury every single time. And you know as well as I do, when it comes to juries, they try to pick the best. Yeah, they pick the best ones for them, whether it's male or female, young or old, smart or stupid, those kind of things. And what they generally end up with is vanilla. If you asked everybody in the world what the best flavor of ice cream was, and you tallied them all up, the number one flavor is going to be vanilla. Now, that's not the best flavor of ice cream, in my opinion.
I like mint chocolate chip myself.
I like the Superman one because I really can't taste anything, so I like colorful.
If it's colorful, it must taste good, right?
Right. What you end up with on the jury pool is vanilla.
So, back to the case here. Sentenced to a minimum of 25 years in jail, it took him 13 years and 3 failed appeals to uncover evidence pointing to the true murderer, and then only because of another fire, when his trial records were destroyed at a blaze at his stepfather's house in 2003, he filed a Freedom of Information request for copies of them. Among the documents were statements that he had not seen before, implicating a local volunteer fireman, Barry Bench. Unlike Brown, Bench knew Ms. Kalowski very well because his older brother Ronald had dated her for 17 years.
Ah.
He and Ms. Kalowski had lived together at the farmhouse, and relatives say that Barry Bench resented that she stayed there after the couple separated in 1991. We'll come back with the rest of the story here as to how this man who is sitting in prison for 16 years discovered the true murderer from behind bars. Now, remember, he's still in prison, and the murderer killed himself. We'll get back to the story. 800-259-9231. And you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's the Christmas weekend edition of Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Doing the live Saturday edition, the weekend, the Christmas weekend edition of the show. I think a lot of people out there are thinking, oh yeah, they're just mailing it in like all those other talk show hosts are.
Yeah, I think, you know, who else is on the radio live this weekend?
Not very many people.
No, I mean, it's 2 days before Christmas.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Christmas Eve.
Well, as you know, Mark, we're going to be doing a live show on Christmas Day.
We are.
We are a six-day-a-week show. If you're listening on a station that only carries us on Saturday nights, we do have a live show that we do every day during the week as well, and we are going to be doing our program on Monday night live.
Yeah, we don't miss a night that we have any help, that we can help in any way.
So be sure you join us online at freetalklive.com if you don't get the show in your local area. Though I do have good news for our listeners in West Virginia. Listening on WVTS in Charleston, the Super Talk 950.
I love that name, Super Talk.
Yeah, we're going to be on Super Talk starting Monday night. Actually, I think they test ran us last night, but officially, starting Monday night, they're going to take an hour of our weekday show and delay it from, I think it's going to be the last hour of the show. They're going to put it on from 10 to 11 at night,
awesome.
Eastern time. So you guys are going to get more Free Talk Live. You're going to have us 6 days a week there, which is cool. So we're excited about that.
Lucky West Virginians.
All right, back to the story of a man who is sitting in jail, been there for 16 years. Why? Well, he was wrongly convicted, and wrongly convicted based on some shoddy evidence. But nonetheless, even though he was wrongly convicted based on shoddy evidence, he went ahead and proved from behind bars who the real murderer was. In fact, the gentleman that he discovered, there was a woman who was murdered, and there was a bite mark, and apparently the bite mark had 6 teeth in the bite mark from the upper row, and this man only had 4 teeth. That was the shoddy evidence. Whoops.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, he isn't supposed to be in jail, but he went ahead and found out who the real murderer was. It took him 13 years and 3 failed appeals. As it turns out, the real murderer had dated the dead woman for 17 years. In fact, they lived together.
I thought it was the brother of the dater.
Bench and his older brother. Oh yeah, you're right. His older brother had dated her for 17 years. Anyway, Barry Bench, the real murderer, resented that she'd stayed there after the couple separated in 1991 at her house. Among the 4 sworn affidavits released to Brown was a statement by Tamara Eckstadt, Bench's longtime girlfriend and the mother of his child. Remember, what happened was there was a fire at his house. His records that he had gotten from the government were destroyed, so he asked for new copies of them so he could continue poring over them and doing the research to prove his innocence. And when he got the records the second time, there was stuff he hadn't seen before. So anyway, Bench's longtime girlfriend and the mother of his child, she told police that Bench, already subject to a domestic protection order, got into violent row with her at about 5 p.m. on the evening before the murder and went to a local bar. He returned home drunk between 1:30 and 1:45 a.m., more than an hour after leaving the bar. He washed his face and arms and then turned off his fire monitor before going to bed, something he seldom did. He was roused and summoned to fight the fire at the farmhouse by repeated calls to his home phone. At the scene, he wandered in the direction of where the body was found. After his suicide, Bench's 19-year-old daughter, Catherine Eckstadt, provided a private investigator with a DNA sample. It showed with 99.9% certainty that her father's saliva was on the bite marks on Ms. Kolowski's nightshirt. I had to know the truth, Ms. Eckstadt.
How do they still have this nightshirt from so long ago?
It just amazes me. That is amazing. Ms. Eckstadt told the New York Times, "How was I supposed to live knowing that I could have helped Roy Brown, yet I let him rot in prison?" And this man is still sitting in prison, awaiting for the government to finally come around and say, "Oh yeah, we should let you out now." I mean, how long is that going to take? He's already proven who the murderer was.
As long as they want to.
He wrote the murderer a letter, and the murderer got it and threw himself in front of a train.
It sounds pretty incriminating to me.
By the way, lost decades. Here's some interesting little factoids. In 1973, the 17-year-old Stephen Downing was convicted of murdering a secretary in Derbyshire Churchyard. The local paper campaigned for his release, which eventually came in 2002 when his conviction was ruled to be unsafe. These are British cases.
Unsafe.
Paul Blackburn of Cheshire served 25 years for the attempted murder of a 9-year-old boy before having his conviction overturned last year. Mirza Tahir Hussain spent 18 years on death row for murder in Pakistan before being pardoned last month. So there are people all over the world sitting on death rows and sitting in prisons that shouldn't be there. Wilbert Rideau of Louisiana was released after 43 years in prison.
There's bound to be one of these guys that you've mentioned on this list is bound to be guilty. You know?
One of the innocent people?
And it just goes to show that, well, you say they say they're innocent.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show that humans are fallible. That's the whole point that I was making on the death penalty issue.
Yeah.
Is I don't know whether these guys are innocent or not. I'm just hearing you rattle off a list of people that are quote-unquote innocent according to the InnocenceProject.com.
Sure, but I'd rather have 100 guilty men go free than one innocent man be put in prison, personally. How do you feel about that? 800-259-9231. How about this guy, released after 43 years in prison, Wilbert Rideau of Louisiana, after his fourth trial for the same murder when the judge ruled that he'd committed manslaughter and had served a long enough sentence. Reuben Carter was found guilty of 3 murders in 1966 and was freed in 1985 after his second appeal led to overturning his conviction. His campaign brought him to the attention of Bob Dylan, who wrote the song Hurricane about it.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Lindy Chamberlain was convicted in 1982 of murdering her baby daughter, whom she claimed had been taken by a dingo in the Australian outback. She was acquitted in 1988.
A dingo?
Yeah, a dingo dog.
Yeah, it's just interesting.
Yeah,
who'd have thought of using the dingo excuse?
Which is funny, too, because I was hanging out with some Free State Project members tonight, and my dog was present, and she's got some dingo in her.
Or at least she looks like it.
Right, and one of the guys there was making comments about how, oh, the dingo ate my baby. And I guess he was referencing that case.
I guess so. The old dingo defense.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airway. So we've talked about people who wrongly been convicted and people who spent way too much time in prison. Now let's talk about people who very, very rarely spend time in prison for the crimes they commit. I'm talking about the police, of course. New Orleans, Louisiana. CNN reporting New Orleans police lined up, quote, like at a firing range, unquote, and fatally shot an unarmed man in the back as he fled from them in the days after Hurricane Katrina swept ashore, a witness told CNN. It marks the first time a witness has come forward publicly with information about the shooting of Ronald Madison, a 40-year-old mentally retarded man whose death has sparked a police investigation and grand jury probe into what happened in and around the Danziger Bridge that day. Quote, he just fell like he was collapsing, Casimir Gaston told CNN, like something just wiped him out. Gaston was one of many flood refugees living on the second floor of the Friendly Inn, a low-income motel on the city's east side. Sunday, September 4th of last year, he says he woke up and stepped onto the balcony of the motel and saw a man running, hands outstretched, and being fired upon.
Good Lord.
Initial police accounts said that Madison reached for his waistband and turned on police. You know, cops love to say that, oh yeah, he was threatening us. But Gaston said Madison didn't appear to have a weapon and that he was running away from the police, hands out, full speed when he was shot. And police declined CNN's request for an interview. After the shooting last year, police said officers had responded to reported gunshots on the bridge and that a running gun battle ensued with six suspects. One teenager was killed near the base of the bridge and three other people were wounded, according to police reports. A police department press release described as an unidentified gunman was, quote, confronted by a New Orleans police officer. The suspect reached into his waist and turned toward the officer who fired one shot, fatally wounding him. When asked if Madison had a gun, Gaston said, I didn't see any on him, and no gun was found on Madison's body.
Well, if that last sentence is what happened, if you reach into your waistband, you know, in front of a cop and there's been, like, you know, there's a crime has just been committed, yeah, you should get wasted.
You think so? Just for reaching into your waistband, shouldn't they wait to see if you pull a gun out?
Look, you know, these situations are, you know, spur of the moment, man. You've got just a moment in time to make these decisions. And you're second-guessing a guy who, you know, essentially chose a split second too soon to shoot?
But now we're finding out the police were lying about him reaching into his waistband.
Now that's a different story.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and I wonder what the punishment's going to be for these cops. Probably not much. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet?
Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Is it your show? You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. So do enjoy those and help support the show by buying some stuff. We've got Free Talk Live branded merchandise like hats and T-shirts and other cool things at store.freetalklive.com. And you can purchase anything else you might need in life at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer. Well, if you enter their site through amazon.freetalklive.com, anything you buy, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of. So it's a great way to get your shopping done, get the stuff you need delivered to your door, and barely lift more than a few fingers, and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And do you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com. 1-800-657-5066. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to John in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great, hey, John. What's on your mind?
Well, geez, you know, I'm here in Canada. I'm looking down there at America, and I'm seeing that you guys are missing an effective war strategy to defeat these terrorists that are causing us so much sorrow and grief.
Okay, what are we missing?
Well, To make an effective plan work, we got to realize where we are right now, like in relationship to things that are understood to be so irrespective of our personal biases. For Iraq, I mean, Americans, you talk and talk, but nobody wants to tell you you have no justification for being there.
Oh,
you
know, we've said
Americans
that a few
have
times.
To understand, and they don't, apparently. I mean, you had complete access prior to bombing the country to go wherever you pleased without delay. The inspectors could go anywhere they wanted.
Well, they were UN inspectors, but, you know,
yeah, well, you could have,
pretty much
you could have deputized all the soldiers into inspectors. You didn't have to shoot anybody or drop any bombs, is what I mean. Like, those are acts of first-degree mass murder. You don't need to drop 30,000 bombs blowing up all the public infrastructure.
I agree completely. We've done terrible things to those people over there. It's outrageous.
Right. So I think to address the or to put together an effective exit strategy for Iraq, you have to understand that you're the criminal aggressor by denying certain individuals.
Well, I'm not the criminal aggressor. Don't include me with these people.
No,
I'm not involved.
I know, but I am. Like, that's the thing. I feel I have a responsibility to defend these innocent people I'm seeing victimized due to our inabilities to communicate. Now, you guys are, you know, probably pretty near close to the best thing we have on the radio anywhere on the planet, right?
Thanks.
Open line communication, and this is what we need. When we discover to bring freedom to Iraq is going to involve granting them equal rights under a rule of law where all people are treated with equal respect, is the time where we're going to be going forward in a progressive manner to quell hostilities by stopping to victimize them continually. You know, we have military contractors. The estimate, I think, it's over 100,000 individuals there who are deemed to be lawless. They're not accountable to American law, and they're not accountable to Iraqi law.
Mm-hmm.
So they can rape, torture, pillage, and steal all they want, and there's never even been one single arrest in these years and years that you guys have been criminally victimizing these poor folks. So there's that issue with Iraq. With 9/11, you guys got to know it's the FBI's position that General Ahmad funded the terrorist operation to begin with. Nobody talks about that. The great, honorable Alex Jones, for whatever reason he doesn't disclose it to you either. But it's critically important to understand that the guy who funded the operation is the guy who worked with the Bush administration 2 days prior to the terrorist event mm-hmm. at the White House working on their invasion of Afghanistan strategy.
Okay.
He's there working on the strategy, and he's also the guy who funds the terrorist operation to begin
so
with.
What is it, what's your point?
My point is, if you guys want to go after the terrorists who are victimizing yourselves, you have to support justice. And corporate America is forsaking yourselves by not relying on evidence to substantiate your opinions. You got right now, anybody can say anything, and there's never, ever a reporter to say you're lying. You know,
I'm a little bit confused. Wait. Mark, are you getting it? Are you getting this? I'm a little confused with what you're saying here.
Well, I'm trying to get Americans to realize that they have just as much rights as anyone else does.
Who's they? You mean the Iraqi people?
Pardon me?
The Iraqi people?
Well, all people.
Yeah.
Iraqis could say these same words, too. They could say, look, if you guys want to stop sacrificing your lives, your children's lives in this needless war, take a stand for freedom. Stand up for your constitution. You can't declare a war without Congress's approval.
I agree. But they did it anyway.
Right. So you got to hold these people. If you want to save the lives of your children in Iraq, you're going to have to demand that all people are treated equitably, fairly.
Who's demanding? When you say you, who's demanding that?
The military by gunfire. I mean, you have, like I say...
Slow down. You want the military to demand that people be treated equitably? I missed
it. Yeah, the military, what the military has to do is
the military just follows orders. I mean, they're not going to come out and change their mode of operation.
Right, they're supposed to be going after death squad guys, for example. Now, they're being told, they're putting their lives on the line.
Well, no, what the military is supposed to do in the United States is follow the Constitution and defend it from threats, both foreign and domestic.
Right.
And they aren't doing that. They're
right.
not supposed to be in Iraq for any reason whatsoever, and we shouldn't be there for any reason whatsoever either. It's not our country. We don't have any business over there, and what we've done is an outrage. Your final thoughts?
We would tell ourselves that the soldiers have been misled by the news content control, but it's not even that, because they're told by General Casey in Iraq today to go after those who are running death squads. Well, we have Tim Spicer from Aegis, the videotapes from Aegis, those guys are just shooting people indiscriminately on the street. CNN contacted the Pentagon, Nick Robertson contacted the Pentagon in respect to these videotapes, and the Pentagon said that they weren't going to pursue any criminal charges against the offenders.
Are you talking about the contractors just shooting people for
yeah.
fun?
Yeah, and these are they're essentially running death squads because they're just shooting anybody, laughing and cheering, desecrating the great Elvis Presley while they shoot innocent folks down dead.
I don't think there's any way to come to a conclusion here except to pull the troops out, to bring people home. That's the only sensible answer. There's no other solution that makes any sense. And thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Dan in West Palm Beach, listening on WFTL. You are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. I'd like to talk about the death penalty for a minute.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, I've followed the work of the Innocence Project, and they've done some amazing things. And what we've seen over the past few years is that they've taken on a lot of cases where there was DNA evidence left. They had the possibility of exonerating death row inmates.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done that over and over again. We have, you know, you talked earlier about some people who had been, had three or four trials and then, you know, ultimately found innocent. Some of those cases, people have not been exonerated. They've been found innocent, and we're still not, in some cases, we're still not certain if they were guilty or not. That we just found that there was never really enough evidence to convict them.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean they're innocent. But in the Innocence Project, what we found over and over again is people who've been exonerated, where somebody that was convicted 15 years ago, the DNA testing wasn't available then.
Right.
And
you found that they're absolutely innocent, no doubt about it.
Well, not only, I remember one of the early cases, not only did the guy's DNA, in a rape and murder case, not only did the guy's DNA not match what was found at the scene, but when they ran that through the database, they found the guy who, they did get a match with a convicted rapist who was in prison for another crime.
Hmm.
So they not only completely exonerated the guy that did it, but also found the guy the guilty party.
Wow.
These are the cases that really interest me. And the most interesting part is because we do have a pretty good system, and there's a lot of safeguards built in to try to make sure that, you know, we don't send anybody to death.
No, they're not good enough.
And yet we find over and over again we do. Now, the part that I look at is how does this happen? And when you look at how it happens, there's three basic ways that people get wind up on death row when they're innocent.
What are the three ways, if you can do it like in 40 seconds?
Three ways. Prosecutorial misconduct, police misconduct, and eyewitness mistakes. Not deliberate, generally, but just mistaken identity by eyewitnesses.
Right, and if you combine one of those three with another one of those three, or even all three at once, you've got a heck of a messy situation that's going to result in somebody sitting behind bars that should not be there.
Yeah, absolutely. So that means what we know is that we have a lot of people behind bars that are innocent, and you know we can't. You know, I'm not saying we can avoid that. We can try to do better, but we know that. Even doing our very best, we're going to wind up with some innocent people behind bars.
What do you think about punishing the prosecutors for screwing up?
Well, and the police for misconduct.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. But my main
because these guys get away scot-free. Your main issue, you get like 3 seconds, man.
The main issue is stop killing people if you can.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate it. More's coming up. Hour 3 on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.